Hallelujah. Come on, let's begin to praise the name of Jesus in this place. We love you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. Oh, shout with the voice of triumph. Shout with the voice of praise. Shout with the voice of triumph. Shout with the voice of praise. Shout unto God.
Shout unto God for the victory.
Hey, hey,
give the Lord a shout of praise.
Oh,
shout with the voice of triumph. Shout with the voice of praise. Shout with the voice of triumph. Shout with the voice of praise.
Oh,
shout unto God for the victory.
It's mine.
Oh yes, it's
Jesus' name.
He has defeated the devil.
Come on, we've already won the battle.
He has defeated.
We've already won the war.
The devil is defeated.
He is defeated.
He has defeated.
My God, sing it again. He is
defeated.
Sing it till you believe it tonight. He is defeated.
He is defeated. The devil is defeated.
Yes.
He is defeated. The devil is defeated.
Yes, he is.
The devil is defeated.
It's mine.
It's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. It's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. It's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. It's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. I've got the victory. I've got the victory.
Victory.
I've got the victory. I've got the victory.
I refuse
to lose. I'm not backing down. My promise is to me.
Oh,
this is holy ground.
Take it back up
and get your hands off of me. Cause I refuse to lose. I have authority.
I refuse
to lose.
Holy ground.
Shake it back up and get your hands off of me. Cause I refuse to lose.
I have
authority.
Oh, I refuse
to lose.
Yeah.
I'm not backing down. God promised this to me.
Oh,
this is holy ground. Shake it back up and get your hands off of me. Cause I refuse to lose.
Somebody give him praise in this place. Come on, we're engaged in battle tonight. Come on, there's an attack of the enemy, but we're not backing down. Come on, we're well aware of what's coming against us, but we're not backing down. Come on, anybody come tonight with a little bit of fight in your spirit? I know the devil's out on our heels. I know he's trying to defeat us, but somebody ought to get a little bit. Come on, you ought to get a little iron in your gut and say, I'm going to fight through this thing. I'm going to praise my way through this thing. I know there's a wall in front of me, but I'm going to praise my way through this thing. Come on, somebody, give God praise. Oh, lift up the name of Jesus.
We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus.
We lift up
the name of Jesus.
Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and I worship you,
and I worship you.
You are Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and I glorify you,
and I glorify you.
There is no other,
there is no other,
other God like you,
no other God like you. Your name be praised.
Oh, you are Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and I worship you,
and I worship you.
You are Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and I glorify you,
and I glorify you.
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am.
say I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
Which
was and is and is to come. You're the light. You're the light. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Your train.
Your train. It is simple for you. I'm high and lifted up. Your name.
Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and I worship you,
and I worship you.
You are Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and I glorify you,
and I glorify you.
There is no other,
there is no other,
other God like you,
no other God like you. Your name be praised, your name.
We lift up the name of Jesus.
We lift up the name of Jesus.
We lift up the name.
We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus.
We lift up the name of Jesus.
We lift up the name.
Tonight
we got tear down strongholds, break the chains, find the devil in Jesus' name. Tonight we've got a right to shake the foundation with praise.
Glory, glory,
hallelujah. This is what we've come to do. Tear down strongholds, break the chains,
find the devil.
Find the devil in Jesus' name. Tonight we've got a right to shake the foundation with praise.
Let's praise the Lord together. Let's magnify the name of Jesus. Come on, let's lift up the name of the Lord in this house tonight. Oh, you got a right to praise Him. Come on, give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him praise. Worthy, 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 worthy. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise you, Savior. Come on, clap your hands all over this house and give Him glory. Come on, give Him praise. We love you, Jesus. Oh, come on, it's on the verge right now. It's on the verge right now. What could happen if you just let go tonight and do it anyway? Come on, what could happen in this house? If you don't wait for the next thing and just praise Him right now. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Come on, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, as long as there's breath in my body, I'll praise Him. He's been too good to me not to praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, give Him glory today. Give Him glory today. We worship Your name. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you. You can return to your seats and be seated. Ask your ushers if they prepare to receive this Sunday night tithe and offering. Don't forget your daily devotion, your personal time of prayer, Bible reading, fasting as often as you can. Most importantly, when you've done all of that, he that winneth souls is wise. Get out there and reach somebody. 86% of people who come to church come from personal invitation. And so you need to be out there inviting someone to the house of God. If we got as excited about church, living for God as we do everything else we talk about, we can fill this place up. Amen. So let's do that. Be faithful in all areas of the church. Remember those among us that are sick. Pray for Brother Myers as he is recovering from all that he had going on. Pray for Camilla as she's homesick tonight. And anyone else that you know of that is fighting this sickness, let's pray for them. Let's stand together, pray for the offering. Savior, we love you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We ask you, Lord, to bless the gift tonight and the giver. Bless them, God. Bless their jobs. Bless their finances. Bless their spending. Lord, we ask you to do it in Jesus' name. Let's sing and worship as the ushers come.
Holy hands unto him. give the Lord praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's praise the Lord together. We worship you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you to be seated. Stand tonight and lift our hands and our hearts to heaven. Come on, we love you, Jesus. Come on, let's worship the Lord together. Come on, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, let's reach out to him right now. Oh, we glorify you, Savior. We love you today, Jesus. Mark chapter 16. Starting with verse number 1. I'm thankful for everyone who's in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. We are in crazy times in this world. There are things that I see going on that I wish were not. There are things that I hear happening in the world that I wish were not happening. There are things in the church that are happening that I wish weren't happening. But that's what happens when you have people with their own free will. We're human beings, we make our own decisions. But I'm thankful I'm in the church tonight, thankful I know truth. And you have to pardon my energy level tonight. It's not as it normally is, but I'm doing the best I can. I was preparing this afternoon, thinking about what to preach, going back over some old messages, and thought, oh, I could preach that. That would be good. It would fit. It would be timely. And in my current state, I thought it would be a good excuse. But somewhere along the way, I began to think about this story of Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, walking to the tomb. The only time I've ever heard this preach was in Guatemala in 1992 when I was on my youth on missions trip. And I don't even know why it came to me today, other than the fact that sometimes you're walking to a place that's sealed, shut off, no hope, but you just keep on walking. Verse 1 of Mark 16, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, the mother of, and Mary, the mother of James, Salome had been brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. And they said amongst themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? We brought spices. We want to anoint his body. But how are we going to get to him? And when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed with long white garment, and they were frightened. He saith unto them, be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which is crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell the disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. So tonight, for the next few moments, I want to just talk to us, preach to us on this simple title, Keep Walking. Keep walking. Can we lift our hands, lift our hearts to heaven? Come on, in the name of Jesus. I know it looks discouraging. I know it looks impossible. I know the hope that you had laid on has probably died. I know the thing that would get you through, you thought would happen, didn't turn out the way it should, the way you wanted to, But keep on walking tonight, church. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, be encouraged tonight. I know all around you things are falling apart. I know all around you hopes are dying. I know all around you the things that you thought were going to be a push forward. Oh, come on, lift your voice, lift your hearts. Build your faith tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Very early in the morning, the Bible says, in one place it was still dark. None of the other gospels record the fact that they asked among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone? But here's the deal. They knew it was closed. Previous chapter 15, the Bible says, and when he knew it was a centurion, he gave the body to Joseph and bought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in the linen, laid him in the sepulcher, which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door at the sepulcher. Mary Magdalene, Mary the other mother, beheld where he was laid. Also tells us in Matthew 27 and 61 that when they laid him in the tomb, when they sealed the stone, Mary Magdalene and Mary sitting over against the sepulcher, they saw it happen. They were there long enough to also watch what they did afterward. The Bible says that the next day that followed the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together to Pilate and say, sir, we remember that the deceiver said while he was yet alive that after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest the disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he has risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, ye have a watch, go your way, make it sure as he can. So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. I'm telling you, I'm living in a day right now where I feel like all my dreams and all my hopes and all my desires are behind a sealed stone, laying wrapped in linen in a tomb. I never would have thought that in this process that we're in a church that I would see the devastation and the loss that we're seeing. We would be fighting the sicknesses and diseases that we're fighting. It feels like, my God, why have you forsaken me? But I want to get the spirit of Mary on my body and in my mind and just keep on walking. I don't know how the stone's going to come away. I don't know who's going to roll the stone back, but I'm going to keep on walking. You don't see an empty tomb until you keep on walking. You don't see a stone rolled away unless you keep on walking. Come on, I know that was their hope. That was their dream. They walked with him. They ate with him. He blessed them. He healed them. He delivered them. And it was wrapped in linen, laying in a tomb. And all we want to do is anoint his body. We know he's dead. We know he's gone. All we want to do is touch him one more time. But who will roll the stone away? I'm going to tell you something tonight. It's a simple message, but keep walking. Keep walking. I know you got questions. I know you got fears. I know you got doubts. But the blood of Jesus Christ is going to bless you. The blood of Jesus Christ is going to provide for you. The blood of Jesus is going to protect you. Oh, you got to keep on walking tonight. When you can't find a way out, keep on walking. When you don't know what to do, keep on walking. When it seems the world around you is falling apart, keep on walking. Imagine a watch of soldiers. The disciples weren't even there. Not everyone that cries, Lord, Lord, is going to be as sold out as somebody. You're saying, you're talking about Peter and the 11 and the rest of the 11. I understand that. Peter went fishing. Peter said, I gave up my business to come walk with him. He's gone now. I go a fishing. Remember what he asked him? Have ye any meat? Did you find what you were looking for? Did you find happiness? Did you find peace? Did you get the house? Did you get the stuff you were hoping to get? And here they were. This Mary Magdalene, this woman had no, she had a bad reputation. Maybe it was because she had been delivered from so much that she couldn't allow the belief that he was gone. I'm going to tell you, those that don't give up when the battle becomes the hardest are the first ones to see the resurrection. Everybody else gets to hear it from them. Everybody else gets to hear it from them, but she heard it from an angel. He is not here. He has risen. You go tell Peter. I know he's going to preach Pentecost, but you're going to tell him about a resurrection. You're going to tell him about a tomb that was empty. Why? Because when everybody else ran, when everybody else gave up, when everybody else quit, you kept on walking. If nobody else had an answer, you kept on walking. I don't even know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to keep on walking. Can I just tell you tonight, the open tomb was not so Jesus could get out. The stone rolled away was not so Jesus could get out. John chapter 20, the Bible tells us that while the door being shut, he appeared. Peace be still. The door being locked. Can I just tell you tonight, I don't care what doors are locked. I don't care what your job says. I don't care what your finances says. If you just keep on walking, if you just keep on doing, God will open doors that no man can shut. And he'll shut doors that no man can open. But you got to keep on, you got to have enough faith to keep on walking. You got to have enough faith to keep on walking. The tomb was not, the stone was not rolled away so Jesus could get out. The tomb was open so Mary could get in and see that, and see that Jesus was risen. I'm going to tell you, the only way you're going to get your answer and the only way you're going to get your blessing is to keep on. Watch the stone roll away. Watch the stone. Come on, somebody tonight. You feel like throwing in the towel. You feel like giving up. You feel like quitting. It's too hard. It's too rough. There's too much chaos. Keep on walking. Oh, let's stand to our feet tonight. Somebody tonight has got to hear the voice of this preacher. Keep on walking. I know it looks hopeless, but you'll never see the hope if you stop. You can be the first one to see the resurrection. You can be the first one to see the revival. You can be the first one to see the blessing. Come on, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. So cool. Come on, your heart is broken tonight. My heart is broken tonight. My dreams are crushed tonight. The hopes I had, they're dashed. But I'm going to keep on walking. The thoughts I had for people may be dashed upon the stones. But I'm going to keep on walking. There's no hope for growth, Pastor. There's nobody here for me. There's no way we're going to see the revival you're talking about. Keep on walking, church. I can't survive here. I can't make enough money here. I can't do it here. Keep on walking, church. My life didn't turn out the way I thought it would. Keep on walking. My dreams didn't turn out the way I thought they would. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right now. Come on, the Lord stepped into my living room this afternoon just to tell this preacher, to tell the church, keep on walking. I know it looks like the stone is sealed. I know the enemy is surrounding your promise. But keep on walking. Come on, reach out to him right now. Come on, anybody familiar with the failures and the hurts of life? I'll tell you, I didn't think it was going to turn out like this. In the revival moments we've had, I didn't think it was going to end up like this. I thank God there's an empty tomb. I thank God I saw an empty tomb. I thank God he rolled the stone away so I could see. God, I love you, Jesus. Come on, right now, right now, right now. God, I glorify you, Jesus. I would rather walk toward a sealed tomb with anointing in my hands than run back to what I was before he found me. I'd rather walk toward a sealed tomb guarded by soldiers with anointing in my hands than be off somewhere looking for a better way. Peter didn't see it. Not first. John didn't see it. Well, he may have saw it before Peter. In fact, he records that he outran Peter. But Mary and Mary thought, how in the world are we ever going to get this done? How is this even going to be possible? It's so early in the morning, it's dark. The soldiers aren't going to help us. Nobody else believes. But before they even got there, before they even had to have a prayer meeting, they looked, and the stone was rolled away. I just want to tell you tonight, church, I know it looks impossible. Trust me, I feel it every day. Sister Bray and I were talking about this when we started this building program. I had preachers tell me, you just wait for a church split. You wait for people to leave. I thought, man, that's encouraging. You just wait. When you get in the building program, the devil pulls out all the stops. I thought, oh, our church has been waiting for this for years. There's no way. You know what that was? That was experience talking. I heard this the other day. If you got to ask them to carry the bricks to help you build, they're probably not going to help you build. And so here we are. I think, my God, how is this ever going to get done? People ask me all the time, what's your expected finish date? I said, we're hoping for Easter. I'm just not sure what year. If we don't hit Easter, hopefully we slide into Pentecost Sunday 50 days later. I don't know. But even when, here at the Lord tarries and we finish it, how are we going to pay for it? That blows my mind. We've lost 15, 20 people since we've been in this building. That's support. That's help. But you know what? I want to see the miracle first. I want to see the answer first. I want to see the resurrection Savior first. I want to see where he was first. So I'm going to keep on walking. That's all I know, is I'm going to keep on walking, because I'm going to tell somebody else what he did for us. I'm going to tell somebody else what he did for us. Come on, I believe there's going to be a church gathered with us saying, hey, he's not there anymore. He's risen. Come on, lift your hands one more time in this house. Come on, your circumstance is not hopeless tonight. It may be sealed off. It may look like it's impossible. But if you keep on living for God, you keep on walking in truth, the stone will roll away. Because if God opens a door, no man can shut it. And if God shuts a door, no man can open it. I know this seems to be the theme of the year. Brother Boggs preached the miracle in the middle, or whatever the title of that was. I'd ask Megan, but she wouldn't remember either. you know, an in-between miracle. And then we had Wednesday night service with Brother Caruth, and he was preaching the same thing, that God's going to have a church and going to have revival, and there's going to be revival. All of that. I get all that. It's easy to preach when you're hooked up to a trailer traveling through. It's easy to say when you're on your way someplace else to hold revival. It's another thing when everything you have, everything you are, everything you own is tied in to making this happen. See, here's the deal, and I'm not complaining at all. Everything that I am, that I own, is tied up in this. It's not just something I do when it fits and when it's convenient. I'm walking toward a tomb that's sealed, Brother Ken. And I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna finagle to make this work. It's not my job. My job is to keep on walking. My job is to keep praying. My job is to bring the anointing. Come on, the anointing destroys the yoke. I'm not looking for a stepping stone. I'm not looking for a better place. I'm at the place that God called me. We're at the place where God brought us. Can we just lift our hands and ask the Lord, God, somehow, some way, as we're walking by faith and not by sight, God, we're believing in you right now that you're going to roll the stone away when the time is right. Come on, we may not be on the third day of the resurrection. We may not be on Easter Sunday. We may not be on Resurrection Sunday. We may not be at the first day of the week. But God, if you'll roll the stone away, we'll walk in. God, if you'll roll the stone away, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Can we clap our hands to the Lord tonight? Come on. Can we thank him in advance for what he's going to do? Come on. Can we love him together? Can we praise him together? God, by your Spirit, praise God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Spend some time in fellowship tonight. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.
The great things you did. When did I throw away faith for the impossible? How did I start to believe you weren't sufficient for me? Why do I talk myself out of seeing?